We hold in Dav Dalet Omer Aleph. In the middle of the last Shailom, it said, Alocha Mishuma Einis, if something special happens, you're allowed to make the Chuppah B'yoyim Hasheni. Even though the Mishnah says that the Akana was to make it B'yoyim HaRevi, today that the first B'yah should be at night time, and the next morning, Thursday morning, you go to Bezdin, but Mishuma Einis, you can make the Chuppah sometimes on Monday. What was the Einis? It happened here if the Chosin's father died, or the Kala's mother died. So Halacha is, they died on Monday. And we're talking about in a case where the food was all prepared already. So if we're going to let them first be Kaiva the mace, it'll be Chala Ninus, Chala Velus. They can't make the Chuppah for a while later. So they're going to lose out all the money they prepared already. So Rabbanu made a new takana. They're allowed to take the mace and put him in the side. And they have the Chuppah. And it says, Uboil Bilas Mitzvah. They're allowed to have the first beer. And then will perish after the first beer. Then they separate. It says, V'noyik Shivas Yimei Amishta. Now, since you have the Bias Mitzvah, the Melech Chal upon you a din of a regal, like Rashi says. Will perish means V'yik. The Rashi before, that that after they have the first bia that night, Monday night, then they bury the mace. Miyad, the chivon, the cholol of chasana, since they had the first bia, it's considered like the chasana was chal. The evi lagabei keregel, it's considered by them like the middle of the regal. Flayasiya velas v'chal v'noyik shivas yimei mishta. Therefore, just like if somebody is maced during a regal, halacha is you not noyik avelas till after the regal. See here also, since the Rabbanan let them have the chuppah and have the first bias mitzvah, it's called like the chasna started already. It's called the chasna as his regal now for the next 7 days. So he's noyik first the shivas yimei hamishta, the yachakach noyik shivas yimei avelas. And first, after he finished the 7 days of the Mishtam, the Sheva Brachis, then he has to start his 7 days of Avelis. That's the Oinus. Mishuman Oinus, in other words, we let you have the Chuppah on Monday. Because the Chosin's father died on Monday. So if you're going to make the Kfura first, then you're going to have to push the Chasnu off to much later, you're going to lose all the food you're prepared for. So Mishuman Oinus, to let you make the Chuppah right away, and then you make the Kfura. And then you have Yeshiva Yemei HaMishta, and then you have the Avelis. Then we learned that V'chol Loisa Yomin, all these like 14 days, the first 7 days of the Sheva Brachas, and then the next 7 days of the Avelis, is Hu Yoshin Bein Hanoshim, Vi Yeshena Bein Hanoshim. They're also to live together. The Chosin, the man, has to live with the men, and the Kala has to live between the Noshim. In other words, they're also to be Miyachit together. They can't sleep in the same room at night. Because they're also to have Tashma Shamita, like we'll see later. An Avela is also a Tashma Shamita. So even though the first 7 days is called the regal, when Noyik Shivas Yimei Amishta, but the locher is, Dvarim Shebetzina is Noyik on regal. Like Rachmanis said, the mace was Nifter on regal, on Yom Tis, even though you're not Noyik Avelis Befahesia, but Betzina privately in your own house, you have to be Noyik Avelis. That means you're also a Tashma Shamita. You can't live with your wife. So therefore here, we have to separate them. They can't even live together in the same room. We'll see later why. Even though her mother died, she's an avela, still we let her wear makeup the first 30 days. And Rashi says, even though usually an avela is for 30 days, you have shleshim, you're not supposed to wear makeup. But here, if you're a kala, you just got married, now we don't want you to look not nice in the eyes of your husband, we give her a heta, she's allowed to wear a tachshitim, her jewelry and her makeup, for the 30 days. And 30 days is lavdavka, means for sure later. The chiddush is, even though it's the first 30 days, that numal is an inyan of neig avelis, of shleishim yoyim, here she's allowed to wear her tachshitim. Now we explain, v'davka aviv shechosin, it's only if the chosin's father died. Oy ima shakala, or else the case is that the kala's mother died. Again, they were supposed to make the chasna on Yom Revi, and on Monday ready they had all the food prepared, and on Monday either the chosin's father died or the kala's mother died. Why? The leki inish the Torah lu, because who prepares for the chosin, his father? Who prepares for the kala, her mother? So now that they died, if we're going to tell them they can't make the chuppah now, but make it later. Later, who's going to prepare? Like you have to prepare the suder over again. You have to make the tachshitim for the kalah over again. If she doesn't have a mother, she's not going to have anybody to prepare for her. So therefore here the Rabbanim will make all to let her make a chuppah right now before they make the kfura. Aval ipcha. Let's say it was the chassin's mother that died. Or else it was the kalah's father that died. Loi. Then we're not makel. In other words, the kitza, you need two tanoim for this kula. Two tanoim is that first of all, it has to be the chassan's father or the kala's mother, because they are the ones that prepare for the chassan or for the kala. And if you're going to push off the chuppah for later, you're not going to have anybody to do it. And secondly, you need it that you have the food prepared already. That if you're going to push off the chuppah, you're going to have a hefsid mammon. You're going to lose your money, you're prepared for the suda. So when you have these two things, that you're already prepared, all the meat is ready, and also the chassan's father, or the kala's mother died, then we give you a heta to make the chuppah fast right away, and they're allowed to have the bia live together the first night, and then after the bia's mitzvah, then we say, make the kfura, and then they're also b'tashpah shamita together, but you have the shiva shimei amishta first, the sheva brachas, and then you have the inyan of avelis. Tosha says the reason why the first bia is called the bia's mitzvah, korele bia's mitzvah mishum nechsiv ki boyalayich oisayich. V'amina neinisha karesas bris elo lemi shoisayisakli. As the first bia is always called a special bia. The first time you live with your wife, it's called you make her into a kli, roi to have children, so that's called the special bia's mitzvah. Also, the shayla is, the shayna master shayla, l'chura, she's an oinen. What happened here? Her father died. Slamaisa, when your father dies, you're an oinen. The first day before you make the kfura, there's chaladin aninus, that you put them in kol mitzvahs. And some shita says that aninus, your rishon is midiraisa even. So midiraisa, you're an oinen. How could they let you make the chasna first, l'chura, you're an oinen? So they give different rutsim. That the Maisa, the din aninus midiraisa is only not to do simcha. But the isurim not to live with your wife, that's not also midiraisa. That's only midirabonin. So again, mishum tzarech, the rabbonin will make clear that you're allowed to have the chuppah and have the first bia, in order that you should not lose out your money, and you're not going to have anybody to prepare so fast for you, the chasna over again. Therefore, they will make to make the chuppah first, and the first bia, and then you bury the mace. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rafram Bar Papa, Omar Rav Chizda, Lo Yishonu Ela Shenosen Mayim Agabi Bosa. We're talking about now on Monday, you already put the water into the meat. Like you started to cook the meat already. Like we're saying, therefore, if you're going to push off the chasana, you're going to ruin the meat. Like the meat can't stay anymore. You already cooked it. Avo Lo Yishonu Mayim Agabi Bosa. Let's say you didn't put the water into the meat, you didn't start to cook it yet. Then Ms. Davin, then we tell you what you should do now. If the chassan's father died, we tell you the meat you have prepared for the chassana, sell it, and be noig avelis first, and then later you'll make the chuppah. Omar Rava says though, the krach, let's say you live in a big city, then afal pi shenosen mayim agabi boser, even though you already prepared the food, you put it into the water, you started to cook it already, still we don't let you make the chuppah. You know why? Ms. Davin, we want you to sell the meat. In other words, if you're in a krach, a big city, you'll find customers for the meat. So even though the meat was already cooked already, there's no problem. You'll be able to find people to buy the meat. You're not going to have a loss. Therefore, we tell you first make the kfura, b'noy the avelis, and then later you b'noy the chasna. And Amar Rav Papa says, uvikfar, let's say you live in Hicktown, not in a big city, in a valley, in a hicktown, a kfar, afopi shaloi nosen mayim, even though you did not start to cook the meat yet, agabi bosa, you didn't put the water on top of the meat, still loy mizdavin, you should know, in a hicktown, you can't sell meat, the guy has 100 pounds of meat, you don't sell it so fast. So in a hicktown, even though you didn't start to cook it yet, it's also called a hefsid. So there also, we let you make the chasana, even though you didn't start to cook the meat yet. Of course, again, you're going to have a loss. You're not going to be able to sell the meat. Zidapapish dosa mayim agavi bosor, because leim is davin, you're not going to find a place to sell it. So Gemara asks, v'yelo de Rav Chizda eichim eshkachas lo. Like, if so, where did Rav Chizda say his halacha? Rav Chizda said, when is the case talking about? Only if you already started to cook your meat. So where are we talking about? The manashach. If it's in a krach, a big city, even if you cook the meat, we say you could sell it. You can't make the chuppah. If you're in a kfar, even if you didn't put the water into the meat, also you don't have to sell it because you can't sell it. So where does Rav Chisda say the chilek? You only can make the chuppah if you already cooked the meat. Where is he talking about? So Rav Ashi, said, "Kegoin moso machzia," like the city called Machzia. So what? The Mafka Mikrach, it's not big enough to be called the Krach, a big city, but the Mafka Mikfar, it's bigger than a small hick town. So that's the in-between case, that in this place, if you didn't put the water into the meat yet, Lamaisa, you can sell it, you'll find people to sell, it'll take you a day or two, but in a day or two, the meat won't get spoiled. But here, if you already started to cook it, it's not big enough to find people to buy it right away, so you're going to have a loss. In this case of Mosa Machsiyam, Yarav Chizuz Alochem, that if you start to cook the meat, then we'll let you make the chuppah first and have the chasana, and then you'll have the avelis later on. Mura says, Tanya Kavosad Rav Chizda, I'll bring you Rai, we learned like Rav Chizda. Hare Shehoya Pito Afuya. If somebody had the bread baked, he baked the bread already. V'tov chay tavuach, and he already shechted the behema. He has the meat all geshochten. V'yeinoy mozuk, he has his wine that he already poured the water into the wine. Most times the wine used to be very chazak, very strong, yayin chazak, and before you use it to drink, you would add water to it. So they added already the water to the yayin. V'nosen mayim agabi basar, and they also put the meat into the water already. They started to cook it already. Now, umeisavim shachosin, and right then, the chassan's father died. Or else the mother of the kala died. So the locher is, machnisa nesa meis techeder. You have a heter to put the mace into a room. Don't take care of the mace now. You're allowed to be misalak from the mace. V'yesa chassan, v'yesa kala l'chupa. But you could take the chassan and kala to the chupa. Let them make the nesuyin. And uboyo bilas mitzvah. We give them a heter to make the first bias mitzvah. Now that they make the bias mitzvah, like Rashi says, it's chal upon them the din regel. You have a shame chosa now, that for the next 7 days it's teicha regel, that you have to be knowing sheva brachis. Memeli, you have no din avelus. But still, upoirish, you have to separate from her. You're not allowed to have tashmish amita. You can't even have yichud. You can't be alone together. For noyig shiva shimei amishta, we tell you first you have the 7 days yimei amishta. It's your regel. Since it's already chal the chasna with the bias mitzvah, it's chal a regel for you. Be noyig sheva yimei mishta. For yachakach noyig shiva shimei avelus. And then after that you noyig 7 days of avelus. But for chol oisin ayomim, all these 14 days, the 7 days of sheva brachis and the 7 days of the avelus, is hu yoshin bein hanoshim. There's an issa yichud. They can't be alone together. He has to sleep with the men at night. V'ishto yishana bein hanoshim, and his wife the kala has to sleep with the ladies. They can't sleep together. We'll soon see why. Now the Brisa says a chiddush. V'chein mi shepir sheishto nida. The same halacha applies if your wife became a nida. Now this Abad is talking about that b'shas chupa. B'shas you have the chupa, the nesuyin, she becomes a nida. So l'maisa, you never had tashmish with her yet. You didn't live with her yet. So then the halacha is, hu yoshin bein hanoshim, even though you're allowed to have chupa with your wife when she's a nida, you could be kain her, but she's a nida, it's also to live with her. So therefore at night, he has to, hu yoshin bein hanoshim, the chosin, the man has to sleep between the men, the yishona bein hanoshim, and she has to sleep in a different room with the lady. So that's the halacha if your wife becomes a nida. Now, v'yein moneyin tachshite min akala kol lamed yoyim. You don't have to take away her tachshitim, her jewelry, from the kala all 30 days, even though her mother died, she's an avela. Still, since she's a kala, she just got married, for the first 30 days we let her wear her jewelry. Now, benkach or benkach, is the end of the braisa, no matter when it was. Benkach or benkach, Rashi says, ben yesh oynis, ben ein oynis. Whenever you make the chuppah, no matter you made the chuppah on a Monday or on a Wednesday, there was noinus or not, lo yivo loy beres Shabbos. This price holds, you're not allowed to have the first biya rishoyna on eres Shabbos, means Friday night, means on Shabbos. Rashi loy biya Shabbos, beleil Shabbos. On Friday night, on Shabbos, it's also to have the first biya with your wife. Why? This price holds, mifnei shoysa chabura. Because the first time you live with your wife, normal you break the psulim, you cause dam, blood to come out, so it's called the chabura. Even though we'll see it's an Eina Miskavin, this man the Yom holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Eina Miskavin is also. L'maisa l'alocha we hold it's muta, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon, Hadavash Eina Miskavin is muta. So l'maisa it's muta to have the first beer Friday night. But this Bryce holds that it's also to make the first beer Friday night. And right to the Bryce says, V'loi b'moitzoi Shabbos. You can't make your chuppah moitzoi Shabbos. We'll see later why not. Rashi l'kam meforish. What's wrong to make the chuppah moitzoi Shabbos? You shouldn't make a chuppah moitzoi Shabbos. Sis b'kitz is the Bryce. Now we'll go to explain the whole Bryce. Oh mama, what did we learn before? That these 14 days, Hu Yoshon Bein Hanoshim, he has to sleep with the men, Vi Yoshon Bein Hanoshim, and she has to sleep with the ladies. The kids, even though they had Bia the first night, they lived once together, still the next 14 days, there's an Issa Yichud, they can't be together. Misaila Lemar says to Rabbi Yechanan, it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Yechanan says, Afa Pi Shomru, Ein Avelis B'moyed, even though usually the Loch Riz, there's no Avelis, join Cholamoyed, join a Regal. In other words, if somebody dies on the Regal, the Mishpacha doesn't have to sit Shiva, there's no Avelis B'moyed, join the Regal. Avol, but, Dvorim Shotzina Noig, but Dvorim private things are Noig. What's called private things? Tashma Shamita, that it's also to be with your wife. If you're an Avol, even though he was Mace on Yomtif, but you're an Avol on Dvorim Shevetzina. That's this halach here also. Even though the chosin made the chuppah, and he lived with his wife the first night, so it's called now his regal, he has sheva brachis, but at night, dvorim shebetzina privately, he still has to be naig avelis, he's also to be with his wife. So the reason why there's an issa yichud over here is because he's an ovil, that's also to be with his wife. Therefore here in this case, we'll soon explain why, it's a chumrah that the even yichud is also. Even though usually when you're in Ovel, you're allowed to live in the same room with your wife. You don't have to go in a different room. Yichud is mutta. Here, for some reason, we'll soon see, even Yichud, just to be alone with your wife, is asa. That's why it says these 14 nights, he has to sleep with the men, and she has to sleep with the ladies. Now, Dorosh Rav Yosef. Yosef Medrash like this. Dorosh Rav Yosef braid the Rava. Mishmei the Rava. Alright, Taisa speaks out here. The Shailer is, Avalip Chaloi. The Shailer is, let's say it was the Chosin's mother that died. Or let's say it was the Kala's father that died. Then the Gemara says, the Locher is, first you make the Kfura. And you have to be Noig Avelis. Now the Shailer is, when are you allowed to have the Chasana? So Taisa has a lot of Klolim here, when you're allowed to have the Chasana. The Chura, if you're an Oval, when can you make the Chasana? So Taisa says that, so for during the 7 days of Adar Tzosa, Posh, it's only after Lamed Yoim, after Shloshim, that it's mutter to get married. But then Toi says that Klolim, if you don't have any children yet, or else if you have a young child, then you're allowed to get married again after Zion. But Teich Zion, for sure it's Tzosa, and after Lamed already, that's a machlokes is exactly when you could remarry again, since you're an Ovel. Yeah. All right. Dorosh Rav Yosef, Brei the Rova, Mishmei the Rova. Loishonu Elishloi Bol. Hiluchura says, when is the halacha that you can't have yichud, you can't even be alone with your wife, that's only if you didn't live with her yet? Shaloi Bol. Avo Bol. Let's say the chosin lived with his wife once. Avo Bol Ishto Yishonimo. Then you're allowed to have yichud together. You're allowed to sleep in the same room. Even though Tashmish is also, but you're allowed to live together. For the Gemara, is that true? We just learned here not like that. For Yehocha, our whole Gemara is talking about the Beboi Laskinin. Here we're talking about that the Chosin had a right to make the Chuppah, and he had a right to make the Bias Mitzvah, so he lived with his wife the first night. Still we say afterwards, he has to be Poirish. The next 14 days, they can't sleep in the same room. So how could Rava say that if they live together once, then they're mutter to have Yichud together? Uketani, here it says, Hu Yoshin Bein Hanoshim, Vi Yoshana Bein Hanoshim. Here it says clearly, they have to separate. So Gemara says, Ki Koma, when did Rava mean to say, Apir So Ishtanida? That's what he meant to say. Now is that what we learned for Chayn? We spoke before, we said, V'chein Misha Apir So Ishtanida. Nida. That means if Peshas the Chuppah, your wife became a Nida, so Locher is, you can't have Tashmish with her, so then the Locher is, you have to separate. You can't have Yichud together either. Mashenkin left her the first night, your wife was all right. You were able to live together. Then the next day she became a nida. So even though when she becomes a nida, it's also to have tashmish, but yichud is still muta. That's what Rabbi means to say. And that's halacha l'maisa. When your wife is a nida, you don't have to separate, go in different rooms. You're allowed to sleep in the same room. It's only tashmish that's also. So Moriah says, Ki komar, when does Rabbi say that they live together once, then yichud is muta, are pirsa ishto nidai? Yes, he's making a difference. That by avelis here, it's true, you have to separate. But if your wife is not an avelis, just your wife became an ida, then you don't have to separate. So first thing we ask, I vochen ketoni. It says in the Braisa that after we're talking about our case of avelis, it says vechen misha pirsh ishton ida. Mashmi without the same halacha. That if your wife became an ida, mashmi, even though you already lived together once, still you have to sleep separate. Vechen ketoni. Tomorrow says no hokhi koma. This is what the Braisa means. Vechein mi shepirsha ishto nida v'loy bol. Just means if your wife became a nida b'shas chupa, b'shas nesuyin, before you had time to have the first bia. So before you live with your wife the first time, she became a nida, then that's the locha, that hu yoshin ben hanoshim, at night, he has to go and sleep with the men, v'ishto yishona ben hanoshim, and she has to go and sleep with ladies. There's an issa yichud, they can't be alone together. Kozeman, they don't have their first bia. So what we're coming out now is, Lameima, you want to tell me now, the Avelus, kilo leiminida. That Avelus is more kal in the eyes of the lady than there is an issa nida. Because what we're coming out now is, let's say you had chuppah, and you had a bilas mitzvah with your wife. And then she became a nida. So locher is, you're allowed to have yichud together. You're allowed to sleep in the same room. Even though you're not allowed to have you can't live together. But we're not afraid. You know there's an issa nida. We're not afraid they're going to live together. That's the halacha. You're allowed to sleep in the same room with your wife, even though she's a nida. So what do you see? That if your wife is a nida, it's chomer to both of them not to have tashmish amita. So we let them have yichud together. Our braisa says, but by avelus, not that way. By avelus here, it says, even though the chosin lived with his kala the first night, right afterwards, though, he has to separate, and they can't have yichud together. Why not? Because they're avelus. And the locher of avelus says, you're not allowed to have tashmish shamita. But the issur of avelus doesn't mean that much to the people. It's only yosim with the rabbanin. So since it's only yosim with the rabbanin, we're afraid if they'll have yichud, if they'll be together, they'll cheat and they'll live together. Therefore, with the rabbanin, there's an issur yichud. So what do we see in Nachmal Alma? What do we see? Lameima, you want to tell me the Avelus kilo leila minida, that Avelus is more kal in the eyes. Like Rashi says, kilo lei laver oleho minida, the Avelus lo mehemenes lei, the yanida mehemenes lei. Because when they're in Oval, we don't trust them to have yichud together. We're afraid that they'll live together, they'll have tashmish together. Aye, it's asur. It's only asur with the rabbanon. It doesn't mean that much to them. But when your wife is a nida, that's an issa d'oraisa, then everybody takes it more chomer, and there we're not afraid they'll live together, so there we let them have yichud together. That's what comes out. So Gemara asks, is this true? I be Omer Reb Yitzchak, Bar Reb Chanina, Omer Rav Huna. Call the loch is like this. Call malochis. All the malachas that a wife has to do to a husband, we'll learn about this later in the Masechta, like what exactly a wife has to do for a husband. But the halacha is, nida oisa labayla. A nida still has to do it. Even though she's a nida, she has to cook for you, she has to clean the house for you, she still has to do her chayvis. Chutz, what should a nida not do for a husband? Memzigas akois. She can't pour something, and Rashi says, lohishit loy. She's not allowed to hand you something. If she's a nida, she can't hand you the kais. V'yatzoye samita. She's not allowed to make the bed in front of you. If you're there, she's not allowed to make your bed. V'yachotzas ponav yodav raglav. And she's not allowed to wash your hands and your feet and your face. So chura, this pshita, she's not allowed to touch you. So pasha, they say, even though she's not touching you, she's just pouring the water over you, that's also asa. So Rashi says, why? V'yachotzas ponav. Shederach kiruv v'chibahein. These are ways of being very close and in love. Uboinu deherguldover. And we're afraid if you do these things, you'll come to live together. So therefore, midrabbanan, these are the achokis that a nida can't do to a husband. When she's a nida, she's not allowed to make the bed in front of a husband, put the sheet down, and she can't wash his hands, face and feet, and she can't hand him something. That's the halacha when she's a nida. But v'ilu gabi avelus, mashenken by the hilchos avelus, we learned like this, Tanya. Afa pi shamru, ein adam rishoy lacha v'sish talias kecheles dios makeses. Let's say your wife is an avela. Your wife, her mother died, her father died. The halacha is you're not allowed to force her to put on makeup. Ein adam rishoy lacha v'sish talias kecheles, to paint her eyes, talias makeses. Rashi says that's maveris sarak apneum, to put makeup on the face. You can't ask your wife to put makeup when she's an avela. But the Emris Amru, still we said it's true, that Moizegis Leakais, she's still supposed to pour for you, she can hand you things. Umatsoyis Leamita, even though she's an avela and a sasatav tashmash amita, but she's allowed to make the sheet in front of you. Umachosas Leponov Yodav Raglov, your wife is allowed to wash you. So what do we see here? Even though she's an avela, and you're not allowed to have tashmash together, Still, we're more makelir and say she's allowed to wash you, and we're not afraid you come to live together. And if your wife is a nida, then we're more afraid. Then we say she's not allowed to wash you, because if she washes you, then we're afraid you come to have tashmish. So the chur here, you see the svar just the opposite, that people are more afraid about hilchas avelus than they are about hilchas nida. So Mar says, look, kash, there's no stira. I tell you, kan biavelus di day, kan biavelus di do. It depends who is the oval. If he is the oval, or if she is the oval. This last halacha that says we're not afraid that we let her wash his hands, that's when she's the avola. When she's an avela, for her then it's very strict. Like she's an avela, she won't let him have tashmish. Mashenkin, when he's an avela, we say he'll have a yetzer, he'll want to live with his wife, and since he's the avela, not her, she won't stop him. So the difference between whether the chosin is the oval or whether the collar is the oval. Rashi says, "Kan diavelus di day." Rashi liyolam avelus kilo laminida. Really, avelus is more kal, doesn't mean that much than the isanidus does. Fani masdis nochim etat. This is the teretz. Ho dikton liyel hu yoshim ben anoshim. The avelus di day. When do we say they have to separate? That's when the chosin is the oval. There, him, it's not so strict to him. We're afraid he'll have the Yetzer to live with his wife. He'll want to live with her. Therefore, we tell the chosn he has to separate. V'yachter toni moizegis. I hear we see by an avela, she's allowed to wash him. We're not afraid he'll have tashmish. Is ba'avela sidor. That's when she is the avela. Diktoni einodim mishor lochot. Like it says, you can't force your wife to put on makeup. Mashma, she's the avela. Alma b'avela sidor. Kaminun. Sheinu roitz lochot. Final time the mezegis. Why do we say she's allowed to pour for you, hand you? Why? Because the end is gabe yitzra love. Even if the man is going to have a taiva yitzra to live with his wife, but given the avela tido, since she is the avela, ain't a shemas loy. She's not going to listen to you. She won't let you live with her. So when she's the avela, it's very strict for her. Therefore, we let them wash. She could wash him. Mashen kein, when the chosin is the avul. Then the chosin, if he has a big yetzer, he's going to want to live with his wife, and his wife will let him, because she's not the avela. So that's our first halacha before, that we have to separate them. We have to make them sleep separately. For the Gemara Ivor Tanya, we learned. For Tanya, Misha Meis Chomov. Let's say your father-in-law died. In other words, the wife is the avela. Oicha Meiser, else your mother-in-law. Again, so your wife is an avela. The locher is ain't a yechor the locher v'sishta lias kecheles v'liyos pakesis. You can't force your wife to put on eye makeup and to put on the face a makeup. Ella, what do you have to do the chosin? Koifa mitosei. The Gemara's times when you're in avela, you used to turn over the bed. In other words, like sleep on the floor, not on the bed. It's not noig bezmanazeh. But v'noig imo avelis, you have to be noig with her. Even though the chosin, the husband, is not an oval, it's only her father, her mother that died, still the halacha is, you have to be noig avelus with her. We'll soon see. When you're in front of your wife, you have to be noig avelus with her. And the same thing the other way. V'chein hi shemeis chamiya. The same thing if she, that her father-in-law died. Oicha meister, else her mother-in-law. In other words, the chosin's father or mother died. Is Eina Rishoy Lias Kecheles Vlias Pakesis. She's not allowed to put on makeup now because the husband is novel. Ela kaifa mitosai, she has to turn over her bed also, for noig imay avelis, and she has to be noig with him avelis also. Now, Tony, it was learned, be avelis the day, by his avelis, hu yoshin bein ha'anoshim, v'yishto yishona bein ha'anoshim. So the kashir is, it says the loch is both ways around, whether she's an avela, he's an avela, and it doesn't mention any difference. So if you're going to tell me now that when he's a novel, they have to separate, why didn't it say it over here? So mazalein echanami, tini means put it in. What should be learned here is, that the avela is the day, when the chosin is a novel, I'll tell you the din is, taku hu yoshim ben anoshim, whenever the husband is the ovel, they have to separate. It's also to have yichud. She has to sleep with the men, for yishtu yishayna ben anoshim. For the Gemara, I have v'chein katani. It says no. It says clearly v'chein katani. Mashma, they have the same halachas. Whether the isha is an avela or whether he's the yovel. So Gemara says no. Ki katani akichu b'apirchus. Now that it says the halachas applies both ways, it means nogei to makeup. In both ways, she can't put on makeup. But it could be that when she's the avela, then yichud is muta. For the Gemara, v'imoy katani. It says he has to be with her. My love doesn't mean imay bemita. Mashm, even when he is the ovel, it says that he could be with her. So doesn't it mean to say even when he's the ovel, they could have yichud together? So loy, I tell you what it means to say is just imay babayis. Just means when he's in the house. In other words, when the chosin is the ovel, when does the wife have to be noig avelis only in front of the husband? But if she goes out on the street, there she could put her shoes on.